This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for Grab Bag! It's time for Grab Bag!
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, live from Newport on the Road Show. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, let's begin in the NBA. As last night, the New York Knicks forced a Game 6 with a 111-94 win over the Indiana Pacers. Game 6 back in Indiana tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not giving the Knicks much of a chance in this series. We said this yesterday, I think. Maybe the Knicks would come through at home. They were at home last night.
Yeah, they were at home, so they're back in Indiana
so
tomorrow.
So it is analogous to what happened with the Celtics. Like, they went out, they won a Game 5, they went to New York, they got smoked. I could see something very similar happening.
Winner of Game 6 wins the series?
Winner of Game 6 is going to win the series, yes. That's going to be Indiana, yeah.
Pacers minus 3.5. Take that, clincher?
I would take
that. Yeah, I think so as well.
I think when we were talking to Tim Welsh earlier, I'm not as confident in him about Joe Mazzulla changing his offense to like a Rick Carlisle type of offense, but he was more confident Joe would do that, so whatever. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that. Him talking about, and Wiggy's talked a lot about this, needing a more pure point guard,
yeah,
I might start to buy in.
You're coming around on that.
Well, it might be an off season to do it, and let's see how it looks without Tatum because they need to.
How many pure point guards?
There are not many. Yeah. I mean, Halliburton is one, I think, but yeah, there's not many. So like, how do you find one? Can you draft one? Do you just lean on Pritchard more? I don't think he's a pure one, but he might be the best one you have. Mm. But I think that would go a long way to helping their offense. I do.
Grab bag. Jones and Keith. Beautiful.
Did you get? Did Nick check? Did we get one from that lady last night?
Oh, she did say she loves grab bag.
It's her favorite.
Yeah, and she. We said you need to send one in.
Do you remember?
I think she was swearing a lot.
I don't know if they would.
I don't know if it would make it onto the
I don't recall her name. I apologize. I'm sure she's listening. She loves the grab bag.
No.
Did you check the inbox, Nick? We don't have any new submissions.
No,
today.
I don't know.
I'll
have to check.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How do people send those in again?
Keefe@weei.com.
If you're Lobster Bar, everybody got that? If you want to send one of these in.
Questions, comments, concerns, grab bags, all go to Keefe@weei.com.
Great.
All right, in the NHL last night, the Oilers eliminated the Stars in 5 games. So we get Edmonton, Florida for the Stanley Cup Final. Game 1, not till Wednesday.
No.
So if you're jonesing for some hockey, you're out of luck.
I'm really not.
Okay.
But right. I said this earlier. If the games are close, will I tune in some third periods? Yes.
Yeah.
If the series is going 6 or 7, will I start to get excited for the series? Probably. But I don't think, as much as we're trying to make Brad Marchand winning a cup in Florida a thing, as much as we talk about it, I know you're rooting very vehemently against it.
They got their pick already. So
as much as we try to make it a thing, I don't really get the sense people care all that much.
No, I don't think there's a lot of buzz around that, no.
Grab bag.
Red Sox open up a three-game series in Atlanta tonight. Lucas Giolito will be on the mound. Now, this is a Apple TV Plus game. So if you don't have that, don't worry, you're in luck. Every game right here on WEEI and the Odyssey app.
What do you got? Yeah, Will and Will, I heard this morning.
Wills. You got Fleming, the Flying Will Brothers.
Fleming and Brooksy.
And Lou Brooksy. Now.
Yeah. What was it?
And Lou now.
And Lou.
Lou will be popping booth. Into the booth, too.
Ooh. Oh, it makes sense, right? Because it's not—it's not on Nesson. It's just—it's on WEEI exclusively. Lucas Giolito. So 7:15 first pitch, 6:15 with the pregame, and then you get Walker Buehler tomorrow in Atlanta, and then Sunday afternoon, Garrett Crochet versus Spencer Strider.
How's Strider been this year? I know he's been hurt. How's he been?
He just pitched a gem against the Phillies. So
did he? Okay, but I mean, on paper, that is a—it's. Is it better than Crochet and Sale?
It's like two. Oh.
We got Crochet and Sale the other week. No,
probably not.
Just given that Sale played here.
Well, Sale was also the reigning NL Cy Young winner.
But Strider's won a Cy Young.
Yeah, but won
2 years ago?
I don't know if he did, but he's been banged up. He's 0-3 with a 4.5 ERA this year.
Did he not win a Cy Young? I thought he did. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think he lost. I think he lost. I think he finished second.
All right, in my face.
He's only 6 foot, 195 pounds, but 125 of them are quads. So could he be Hoss of the Week?
Spencer Strider, Hoss of the Week?
I mean, I'm not giving it to him. He's got to go out and, you know, pitch.
Okay.
But
Hoss,
I'm saying, like,
Hoss of next week. It's a look ahead.
Yeah.
It's a look ahead,
maybe,
Hoss.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Yes. Background music. Going to give it away.
It does. It does.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Have you seen this Jermaine O'Neal story?
No.
Please tell me you haven't. All right,
no.
Great. So Jermaine O'Neal was on like a podcast or whatever, and he was talking about one of his brothers, and then it got to the subject of his father. Jermaine O'Neal's father has had how many kids?
Oh.
Let's play a little game.
No, this is a good game.
How many kids?
Okay.
So Jermaine O'Neal confirmed that.
Higher. It's got to be higher.
Nick,
it's not even noteworthy if it's seven.
Nick, please.
Hey,
great use of the drop, but you're nowhere close.
70.
Well, not 70 kids.
Okay.
No. How about he's not like a sperm donor.
My real guess is, let's go 20.
33.
Wow.
33 kids.
Oh, Larry Bird, 33.
Jermaine O'Neal, according to Jermaine O'Neal, has 32 brothers and sisters. So Tyreek Hill got some work to do.
Yeah, Phil Rivers.
Tyreek Hill is like not even close.
Phil Rivers looking at his wife right now going, let's make another one. We got a lot of work to do.
You hear about this Jermaine O'Neal story? Get after it.
Okay.
Yep.
I had not heard that.
Grab bag.
Chris Sale. Speaking of Chris Sale,
wow.
Reigning NL Cy Young winner. He is the fastest pitcher to 2,500 career strikeouts. Hall of Famer. Hall of Fame, Chris Sale. I'm telling you.
Chris Sale, not my Hall of Fame. You're a small hall guy.
I, of course, am a small hall guy, but
yeah, clearly.
I got room for Chris Sale in there.
Yeah, I'm not.
The guy's like
not in my Hall of Fame.
Perennial top five Cy Young finisher.
He's 1-1.
Yeah, but he's always in the mix.
Yeah.
There's probably one-time Cy Young winners or no-time Cy Young winners in the Hall of Fame.
Mike Messina's in the Hall of Fame, and he shouldn't be.
Moose.
He was always in the mix.
Moose.
Never won it. That was Chris Sale until last year.
But I 2,500 Ks?
I put Sale in before Messina. I'm with you on that, but neither would be in there.
I don't have Messina in the Hall.
No, you're a small hall guy.
I'm a small hall guy.
Kicking people out.
Chris Sale. Well, maybe we'll have more on Chris Sale here in a moment.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
That one's moving up the power ranking.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
How about some movie news? Meet the Parents 4 is coming November 25th, 2026.
I didn't see 3.
You're going to be so lost.
I saw Parents.
You're going to be so confused.
I saw Parents. I saw Fockers. I didn't see 3.
Ben Stiller's coming back. Robert De Niro's coming back. And they've added Ariana Grande to the cast.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
I like Ari.
So she'll be in Wicked. She'll be in Wicked 2 and Meet the Parents 4. It's a good run.
It's a pretty good run.
That's not bad.
Nice.
To do the what? What? I'm so known for the Flintstone pop. Jimmy D
in theaters this weekend, Jones. It's kind of a light weekend, not like last week. The Phoenician Scheme.
Oh, is the Wes Anderson. Do you like Wes Anderson movies?
I don't think I do.
You know what?
I said this to Kat. Royal Tenenbaums? Fine. I like that. But, like, I don't think I ever need to see another one. He doesn't need to make any more. I have no interest.
Yeah, I don't. I do want to like them. I want to like them.
No.
But then I watch them, and I don't even know how many I've seen. I've seen Royal Tenenbaums, Life Aquatic. What else has he made? I've seen other ones.
Asteroids.
Yeah, they're not. None of them are good.
Grand Budapest Hotel was good.
Say it again?
Grand Budapest Hotel I liked.
Was good?
I liked it, yeah.
That's what Nick's saying.
That's Nick.
Saying I liked it.
All right, so early on, he had Bottle Rocket, Rushmore, Royal Tenenbaums.
I saw Rushmore.
Which I would say were all good.
I don't think I saw Bottle Rocket. They all Bill Murray?
Bottle Rocket's like Luke and Owen Wilson, I believe.
Okay.
Rushmore was good.
Then I saw Rushmore. Rushmore is probably my favorite one that I've seen.
And then Life Aquatic was
not. I saw that in theaters. That was terrible.
The Darjeeling Limited, Fantastic what? Mr. Fox, Moonrise Kingdom, Grand Budapest Hotel, Isle of Dogs, The French Dispatch of the Liberty, Kansas Evening Sun.
Yeah, I hate the names.
These are terrible.
I hate the names. I want to like them.
I know.
They all stink. No, so what is it again?
The Phoenician Scheme is the one that comes out tonight with Benicio del Toro, Michael Cera, Tom Hanks, Bryan Cranston, Jeffrey Wright, Scarlett Johansson, Benedict Cumberbatch.
He's got good casting. Just bad movies.
But they're all like kind of the same.
Yes.
Like just the way they're done, I don't care for it.
They named it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
San Diego, which of course in German means a whale's
grab bag.
No, there's no way that's correct.
Our daily question, Jones, is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
I've not been great with the news here today.
That's true.
Admittedly, we've been pretty strong. Something. I think he's still a free agent.
Staff, history and stuff and staff. People, someone's name, history and sports. Big disaster, someone's name, stuff, history, someone's name, something I don't know. Famous guy, movie star, don't know who these people are. Stuff, history, yelling really loud at me.
We didn't start the grab bag.
Well, that one's fitting for Rhode Island, too.
That's perfect. It is. It got a pop here. You can see people perk up a little bit at that one, yeah.
Best NBA performer from last night, Jones.
Oh.
Was it Josh Hart, who had 12 and 10?
No.
Was it Pascal Siakam? Who had 15, 6, and 5.
No, but did you see Siakam going at Greg Doyle after the game?
No. Oh, no.
It was honestly pretty good.
Good for him.
Siakam's like, who are you, bro? He's like, what are you trying to get at? Like, wow. So honestly, it might be him. Keep going.
Okay, yeah. It might be. Karl Anthony Towns, who was questionable prior to the game and then came out and had 24 points, 13 boards. Was it Benedict Mathurin, 23 and 9, or was it Jalen Brunson? 32-5-5.
I mean, it's probably Jalen Brunson. I never give it to someone who lost. I'm giving it to Siakam.
Okay.
It was for his post-game MVP. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
All right, best baseball performer from last night.
Ooh.
Was it Chandler Simpson?
I hope not.
One for four?
Run scored, three steals.
Oh!
Three back.
Oh, wait, okay. Yeah, he's back in the game. Okay, good.
Lured you into that one.
Okay, nice.
Was it Junior Caminero? 3 for 6, a home run, 6 RBI, 2 runs scored.
Well, that's a lot of ribeye steaks.
Yep. Yeah. Was it your guy, Austin Riley? 2 for 3 with a dong, 4 RBI, 3 runs scored. Was it Jose Berrios? 6 scoreless, 9 Ks? Or Chris Sale? 6 scoreless, 8 Ks? Including becoming the fastest to 2,500 strikeouts.
Kind of like the three steals guy. Who was that? Chandler Simpson?
Chandler Simpson.
Yeah, you know what? I jumped down his throat too quickly. Yeah, right. That's a player of the night.
Sure.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, in the spirit
of... Are you the Shoeless Joe guy? Oh, I thought he said he's Shoeless Joe. I was like, this is the Shoeless Joe guy.
All right, we have a guy who played for the Atlanta Braves in his career.
That's it?
Red Sox play the Braves. In addition to...
Oh, that was Dale Murphy.
In addition to the Snakes, Blue Jays, Mets, Devil Rays, Yankees, Orioles, Red Sox.
Oh, I'm fearful. I was about to say I'm fearful we already had this guy. It's not Marquise Grissom. It can't be Marquise Grissom.
Otis
Teams
Nixon.
Were leading me toward... Who did Billy say?
Otis Nixon.
Nope, not Otis Nixon. Nope, not Otis Nixon. He barely played for the Red Sox.
Yeah, give me some years. Give me some years.
All right, he debuted in 2005, and he hung it up after the 2016 season.
Who'd he come up with?
Came up with the Braves.
He did come up with the Braves.
Yep.
2005.
Career high.
Jeff Francoeur.
No.
Who?
Career high 26 home runs in 2010.
It still sounds
with the
like
Snakes.
Jeff Francoeur. Oh, with the Snakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
251 career average, 155 career home runs, never an All-Star. Second baseman.
Oh, who Dan Uggla. Oh, no, he came up with the Braves.
Not Dan Uggla. Also played left and third, but primarily a second baseman.
Oh.
What year in Boston?
Marcus Giles.
Not Marcus Giles. 2014, he played 10 games with the Red Sox in 2014.
2014?
Yeah. It's a random player. It's a random ball player we're looking at here. Let's see. High steals in a season was 16, so not a crazy steals guy.
I think I'm out.
Okay.
Not Mark Lemke. I want to say Mark Lemke.
He's.
I can't look at Twitch or the text line. I don't know how I'm gonna spoil this.
Lefty stick.
Lefty stick. Not Mark
that
Lemke.
Helps.
I want to say Mark Lemke. Way too late for Mark Lemke.
All right.
Who is it?
Kelly Johnson.
Oh, Kelly Johnson.
Kelly Johnson.
Yeah.
Kelly Johnson.
Didn't get it.
Didn't have it.
Nope.
All right.
People are upset. Kelly Johnson.
I honestly don't remember him with the Red Sox.
Me either. I think I had him when he was in Toronto in my fantasy baseball.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was definitely a guy.
I think I had him when he was a J.
He had back-to-back 20 home run seasons as a second baseman, which is pretty good.
Swiping you how many bags?
Yeah. Teens.
Yeah. It's nice. Not quite 2020.
Useful player.
Useful player. You want him in your middle infield.
Yeah.
You don't want him second base.
No.
But if he's your middle infielder,
no.
You got something.
All right. There you go. There's your grab bag today.
You got a stew going. All right, random baseball player of the day in the grab bag. I guess we've done these live before, but not often.
No.
Not normally do you get this treat
out
in the public for grab bag every day here on Jones and Keefe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.